Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
College sports are getting the green light to prepare for the upcoming fall season. The NCAA says all Division I athletes can resume on-campus activities starting June 1st, which means individual workouts and training sessions can start up again. The Big 12 conference says football workouts will begin on June 12th. Athletes would still have to follow all state and local health requirements. The NCAA is also making preparations to resume championship tournaments this fall after the winter and spring events were canceled. Getting college students back into the classroom is another issue schools are trying to figure out across the country. That includes technical schools, which used to attract students with hands-on training tailored for specific high-demand jobs. In Kansas, the coronavirus pandemic and the state's collapsing aviation industry have hollowed out the promise. Stephen Bisaha of the Kansas News Service reports on how one technical school is handling it.
Let's start with the first part of the tech college pitch, hands-on training.
In all honesty, that was the best part.
It's what convinced Chris Coleman to ditch the beaches of Florida for Wichita State University's Tech College in landlocked Kansas. A scholarship covering moving expenses and tuition helped, but Coleman called the shift from memorizing textbooks to learning by doing a game changer.
They took a guy with zero experience, got an aircraft panel in front of him that was already painted, handed me a sander, and I had to learn, the proper technique of sanding.
After just one semester, he had a job with Textron Aviation, which makes Beechcraft planes and Cessnas. But WSU Tech's hands-on curriculum has been upended by the coronavirus. Aviation Dean James Hall says the school moved some of that training online.
So what my instructors are doing are more or less splitting their classes so that they can do all of the lecture and the level 1 and 2 labs remotely.
But more advanced level 3 labs, where the hands-on stuff is crucial, will have to wait until students can return to campus.
It's really hard to rig an aircraft in a virtual environment.
The college's quick-turn certification programs that can take less than 2 months to finish are completely on hold. That's ultimately a short-term problem. A bigger, long-term challenge has to do with the second part of the tech college pitch, training tailored for high-demand jobs. So what happens when those high-demand jobs disappear?
This is a key Boeing supplier. They're issuing a statement today saying they are considering layoffs and potentially...
The grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX has stretched past a year. That, plus the coronavirus, led Wichita's Spirit Aerosystems to lay off about 4,300 workers. And the coronavirus has led to furloughs at Textron Aviation, too. WSU Tech had been a training pipeline for those companies, but now that pipeline is disconnected.
Tech colleges are certainly great when there are lots of jobs and employers are beating down their door.
Lauren Eister is a senior fellow at the Washington, D.C. think tank Urban Institute.
Right now, it's really hard for some industries to think about hiring.
The biggest challenge for tech education right now, it's expensive. When colleges shift to whatever the job market looks like post-coronavirus, they'll have to either find millions of dollars for new equipment or ways to retrofit their old tools. Eister says tech colleges can make the shift. That's because they know what businesses need and have the flexibility to meet those needs quickly.
Tech colleges are able to avoid some of the challenges of traditional higher ed, where curriculum committees and review processes can take a really long time.
Recent WSU Tech graduates trained for jobs that essentially disappeared can get scholarships for retraining. Chris Coleman enrolled in aircraft maintenance classes before he was furloughed by Textron Aviation last month. And despite the hold on some of the hands-on training due to the pandemic, he's on path to get an associate's degree, typically a 2-year commitment. But he doesn't plan on stopping there.
Crazy enough, I'm actually looking to stay even longer and then take another program. So I'll have been turning WSU Tech into almost a 4-year college.
That might not be the top line of the tech college pitch, but it is one of WSU Tech's goals. Get students into high-earning jobs quickly and keep them coming back for more training so they can adapt to an ever-changing economy. For Here and Now, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Wichita.